Morning. While waiting for the kids to go out, let's keep our Bibles open to Genesis chapter 8.
让我们翻到创世纪第八章。
It's great to be here, and let's look at God's word together. Okay, let's look at Genesis chapter 8.
让我们来看创世纪第八章。
Verse 1. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heavens were closed. The rain from the heavens was restrained. The waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of the 150 days, the water had abated. And in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Verse 5. The waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. Verse 6. At the end of the 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent forth a raven. It went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. And then he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the earth. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand, took her, and brought her to the ark with him. Verse 10, he waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. And then he waited another 7 days, and he sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him anymore. Verse 13. And in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you, all of flesh, bird and animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. Verse 18. So Noah went out, his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth went out by families from the ark. Verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever strike down every living creature as I have done. And when the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And as we listen to your word, may your spirit continue to do his work of inspiring us, of convicting us as we encounter it once again. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Once it's up, we'll start. Okay, there's more than one flood account. 2 weeks ago, he shared about the flood of Gilgamesh, the epic of Gilgamesh.
所以这个洪水的故事呢，其实有很多个。两个星期前我们就 share 了 Gilgamesh 的这个洪水的故事。
So what's the difference between the epic of Gilgamesh and the Genesis flood?
所以这个 Gilgamesh 的洪水故事跟这个创世纪的洪水故事有什么不同呢？
So the epic of Gilgamesh is this. Okay, it's about a man who is a hero and his deeds.
这个 Gilgamesh 呢，就是关于一个人，他是一个英雄，然后他的事迹。
But the Genesis flood tells us this: that our great God comes to act to save.
可是创世纪却告诉我们，我们伟大的神是来救赎的。
So the perspective is totally different.
所以观点是完全不同的。
But very often, you and I, we look at books like Genesis with this perspective.
可是我们每次看创世纪的时候，都用这个观点。
That it's a record of faithful heroes, moral heroes, doing impressive things for God.
都就是哦，有一些英雄呢，他们来做为神呢做一些很伟大的事情。
So for example, the Sunday school version of the flood goes like that.
所以有一些这个主日学的故事会这样子形容这个洪水。
So every person in the world was wicked, was evil, was sinful.
所有的人呢，他们都是很罪恶的。
So God had to scan the earth and.Lo and behold, he found a righteous man.
神呢就要看这全世界哦，却找到了一个义人。
Noah, so let us learn from him.
所以找到这个挪亚，而我们就要跟挪亚学习啦。
But to see it from this way or from this point of view is to miss the whole point of the story, to miss the story of the book.
可是如果我们以这个观点来看的话，我们就失去了这个故事的意义。
So this is what we realize that it's judgment, grace, and flood.
我们就发现呢，其实是审判。恩典，然后才是洪水。
So the flood is God's judgment against the wickedness of man.
所以这个洪水是这个神对于人的这个恶的审判。
But that was not God's final word.
可是神最终的不是只是审判。
Because out of the judgment of death,
说因为从这个死亡的审判那里
，God's grace appears.
有神的恩典出现。
Grace that gives life.
这是恩典呢，是带来生命的恩典。
Judgment, grace, life.
所以审判、恩典、生命
，It's very, very familiar because that's the recurring theme of the entire Bible.
而这样的一个主题呢，就在整个圣经里面不断的贯穿。
And it accumulates at the cross of Jesus.
而最后呢，就在基督的十字架上彰显了。
So the main point of Genesis is this.
所以我们创世纪的主题是这个
：We are hopeless sinners in need of a great God who comes, who acts, who saves.
我们是没有盼望的罪人而等待的就是神来救赎 来救赎我们。
So as we look at Genesis 8, we are not going to look at the details of it.
我们看这个第八章的时候呢，我们不会所有的细节都看。
We're going to pick up some main points who show us who this God is.
我们要看带出几个主题来认识我们的上帝。
Okay, so first I want to say one point.
第一点。
In chapter 6, we realize this of Noah, that Noah did notWalk with God, then found favor.
在第六章里面呢，那个程序呢，不是说哦，挪亚先与神同行才得到神的这个恩典。
So Noah, like the men of his day, were all wicked, were all sinful, were against God.
所以挪亚可能在当时候呢，他也是同样的跟其他人一样，都是罪恶的。
But realize that God found him.
可是神却找到了他。
So now he can walk with God.
让他能够与神同行。
So God is the initiator.
所以神是那个主动的
，big difference，
在这里就很大的不同了。
And the Bible shows the Gospels shows us exactly the same thing。
而在福音里面呢，我们看到同样的进程
，that Jesus paid so dearly on the cross for us that we might find favor with God and we might walk with Him。
耶稣在十字架上带出了这个沉重的代价，让我们呢也能够与他同行。
So as we look at this chapter, it's my prayer that we would walk out being absolutely convinced, being absolutely thankful.That we have a God who acts, we have a God who saves, and everything that we have is really found in Jesus Christ.
所以在我们看这第八章的时候呢，让我们呢也同样的学习，看到我们有这样的一个神，他是有这样子的举动，有这样子的来救赎我们。
And the hope and the prayer again is that we will act on that conviction, and we will go out and worship Jesus wherever we are.
我们也带着这同样的一种坚定的信念，让我们到处都能够这样子的来敬拜耶稣。
Okay, look at Genesis chapter 8. The passage doesn't tell us what went through Noah's mind.
其实这个经文里面没有告诉我们挪亚到底自己在想些什么。
But we can feel for him.
不过我想我们是能够感同身受的。
So for the past 150 days, he was a passenger along with his family in an ark.
在过去的150天里面，他都是在这个方舟里面呢，其实是一个乘客。
Okay, so the ark was a very large box without a rudder, without anything to steer.
方舟呢，其实就是好像一个大箱子，它是没有帆，也没有这个舵能够航行的。
It was covered, and he couldn't tell what went on the outside.
而上面也盖着，让他也不能够知道外面到底发生什么事情。
But from the inside, he would have heard two things.
不过你想象他在里面的时候，他就听到两件事情
：heavy rain crashing water That's one.
第一呢，就是那个狂风暴雨。
And the cries of people drowning.
第二呢，可能就是那些人他们在淹水的事情。
So all he heard was two things: death and destruction.
所以他所听到的就是死亡和毁灭。
It was not a Sunday school story. It was brutal.
我们可以想象是很残暴的。
So the worst part for him now is God told him to go to build to go in, and now God is silent.
所以呢，神就告诉他来建这个方舟，然后进去。可是呢，神却沉默了。
So did Noah think that he was forgotten by God?
Noah 有没有想象自己已经被遗忘了呢
？Did he doubt God?
他有疑点吗
？Look at this particular passage, the last verse of chapter 7.And Genesis chapter 8, first verse.
我们看第七章的最后一节跟第八章的第一节。
This is what it says: The water prevailed on the earth 150 days, but God remembered Noah, and He sent wind over the earth.
水势浩大，在地上共150天。神纪念挪亚和方舟一切的走兽。神叫风吹地，水势渐落。
So the world was destroyed, but Noah is safe and he's alive because.God remembered him.
这个世界是被毁灭了，可是挪亚得以存活，因为神纪念他。
Was Noah an afterthought?
挪亚只是一个神后来才想到的事情吗
？No,
绝对不是。
God made him a promise that he and his family would be safe, so Noah has been in God's mind all along.
神对于挪亚和他的家庭做出了一个承诺，他们必定安全，所以挪亚其实一直都在神的心里。
In the message, I'm going to ask you a few questions to reflect. So this is the first one.
我们会有几个问题让大家来思想，所以这个是第一个。
What did Noah have to do to get God to remember him?
挪亚必须做什么让神能够来纪念他呢
？Okay, just let me recount. Okay, he was really just a passenger in the ark.
他只是在方舟里面的一个乘客。
He was stuck. There's nowhere he could go.
他没有别的地方可以去。
There was nothing he could do.
他没有什么可以做的。
So God remembers Noah not because of what Noah can do.
所以可以想象，神纪念挪亚，并不是因为挪亚能做些什么。
But God remembers Noah because God said He will.
挪亚，神纪念挪亚是因为神承诺他会如此。
That's in chapter 7.
这是第七章所说的。
Now another question.
再问一个问题。
What do we have to do to get God to remember you?
所以我们必须做什么让神能够纪念你呢？
Do we do something to get his attention?
我们能做什么能让他能够看到我们呢
？No,
绝对没有。
God doesn't work in response to our attempts to get his attention.
神不是因为我们的这些所做的一些举动，他才纪念我们。
He responds according to his character and his purposes in Christ Jesus.
神的举动呢，取决于他在耶稣基督里所彰显的那个人跟他的所要做的事情。
So God.Remembers us because of Jesus Christ.
神是因为耶稣纪念我们。
And through the lens of the gospel, this is what we can see.
所以在福音书里面的观点里面，我们就可以看得到。
We don't begin by first trusting in Jesus to get in.
我们不是说哦，因为我们要相信耶稣能够进来。
And then we try and try with the best of our efforts to stay in God's good books.
然后我们呢就尽量的就是在因为做好事情呢，能够继续的在神的纪念里面。
We are saved, we are set free, and we grow by the gospel.
其实呢，我们是因为福音，我们能够被救赎、被释放而能够成长。
And the crazy thing about this is we know this in our minds, but we act as though we don't believe it.
那最可悲的呢，就是因为我们虽然说我们是相信，可是我们行出来的呢，却不反映我们的信念。
And I think here lies a tension between who we are and who we need to be in Christ.
所以在这里呢，有一个张力，就是我们是谁，还有我们必须在基督里面成为是谁。
I'll explain this: who we are, that we need to do something so that God can respond to us.
我们一直想说，哎，我们必须做些什么，让神能够来纪念我们。
And who we need to be in Christ, which is to rest on the finished work of Jesus.
不过其实呢，我们必须成为那个我们是在基督里面的那个人，而是靠着耶稣所完成的一切，成为这样的人。
I think you might find this familiar.
我们可能会觉得这个很常发生。
So have you ever dealt with the sense of not being good enough for God?
我们会不会想说，哎，我们是不是不配跟神在一起。
Maybe it's like that. I said a prayer, but did I say it well enough?
我刚才祷告，可是我讲得够好吗
？I repented, but was it sincere enough?
我已经认罪了，不过是否够诚心呢？
Or perhaps if I become a Sunday school teacher, a choir member, a church leader, maybe it's good enough.
可能如果我做这个主日学老师啦，或者是诗班成员啦，或者是教会领袖啦，可能我就够好吧。
Maybe I should put in my best effort and keep all the rules, not just 10, but 615, 613 rules.
可能我要继续做我最好的，可能我就是要守所有的规则，可能600多个规则我都必须守。
Maybe then it's enough.
可能这样才足够。
Or maybe this happened to you before.
或者你可能有这样想过。
This thing happened to me because I've not been reading the Bible every day, I've not been praying every day.
这样的事情会发生因为我不够诚心，我没有每天祷告。
Does God remember us based on how much effort we put in?
是神纪念我们是否取决于我们所放的这个做的事情呢？
No.
绝对不是。
God remembers because He's a great God, He's a good God who keeps His promises in Jesus.
神纪念我们是因为他就是那个守承诺伟大的神。
Let's look at Noah.
我们看挪亚。
We have to understand this. He was stuck in the boat without a rudder, without a sail.
挪亚被困在一个方舟里面呢，他是没有舵、没有帆的。
The boat was essentially a coffin.
其实呢，这个方舟呢，就好比一个棺材。
So he couldn't save his life. So what did he have to do?
他不能够救自己，他又能够做什么呢？
He has to come to a point where he says, "Okay, God, I seize control of my life and I hand it over to you."
他必须说，我放弃掌控我自己的生命，把这个主权交给你。
I realized that the flood destroyed life, but yet, in the midst of destruction, God worked through death to give him life.
这个洪水虽然消灭了许多的生命，可是神呢，却超越了这个死亡，给他带来生命。
God remembers him.
神纪念挪亚。
And the best place for us to see that is at the cross.
而最好的这个方式呢，就是在十字架上。
That we cannot save ourselves, but we need to rest on a great and awesome God in the person of Jesus Christ to come and save us.
我们不能够救自己，我们必须依靠的是那个伟大的神，他通过耶稣基督来救赎我们。
We have to die to our need to control our life, and we give that control to Jesus to fully trust in His character.His faithfulness to his promises.
所以我们一直想要掌控自己的这个需要呢，这个必须死亡，让耶稣基督来从我们的生命里面得到主权。
So many times this is what happens.
所以许多时候这发生的是这样的事情。
Is God remembers us, but we forget about him.
不是因为神忘记我们，而我们常常忘记了神。
Let's look at verse 2 to verse 5.
第二到第五节这么说。
The rain stopped, the earth became quiet, so the next thing,God remembers him by sending wind.
这个洪水雨也停了，然后呢，神呢就派这个风来吹过这个。
So soon the flood receded, and finally it touched the mountains.
而这个洪水呢就渐渐消退，而到了这个山顶。
So God, who is sovereign, He caused this to happen, and because God remembers His covenant with Noah, this is what happened.
因为神有绝对的主权，而他因为他纪念跟挪亚所立的约，所以才发生这样的事情。
Okay, so imagine this. Okay, you are stuck in an enclosed area with smelly animals and equally smelly family.
我们呢可以想象他在那个方舟里面呢，就是困在跟那些动物困在一起，也跟他的家庭困在一起。
It doesn't even have to be a year. Maybe just 1 week.
都不需要一年，只要一个礼拜。
A week without hot meals or hot bath or maybe a nice bed to sleep on.
一个星期没有这个温暖的食物，没有温暖的这个床，没有温暖的一个可以冲凉的地方。
So anyone would be desperate to get off the boat.
每个人都想着急着出去吧。
So for Noah, he anxiously waits to get out.
所以挪亚当然也是急着要离开这个方舟。
So in verses 6 to 12, this is what he did.
所以他就做了这样的事情。
He sent a raven. He then sent a dove to recce.
他就先差派一个乌鸦，然后又差派一个鸽子。
They came, they flew, they came back, they flew, they came back.
他们飞来飞去。
And Noah waited another 7 days before sending the dove out.
他又等了七天，然后第二次差派这个鸽子。
He finally came back with an olive branch.
他回来就有一个橄榄的树叶。
And he waited again.
他又要再继续等。
To release the dove, and this time the dove did not come back.
他又差派鸽子，然后这一次那个鸽子就没有再回来了。
And verse 14 tells us that after a year, in the ark, the surface of the ground was dried.
而那十四节就告诉我们呢，等了一年，这个地呢，终于干了。
You know, God told Noah that it would rain 40 days, 40 nights, but God didn't tell him how long it would last.
神就告诉挪亚说，这个雨呢会是四十天四十夜，却没有告诉他这个洪水呢多久才会停。
So God was silent.
所以神是沉默的。
But look at Noah. What was he doing with the birds?
可是挪亚在这里呢，用这些鸽子啦，他在做些什么呢
？He was acting in hope, and he was being patient.
他其实呢是带着盼望来行事情，也是带着耐心。
So he waited and waited and he waited.
所以他就不断的在那里等待。
Okay, look at verse 15 to 16.
十五十六节怎么说呢
？He was anxious to leave the ark, but he waits till God tells him to go.
他急着要离开，可是呢，他却在那里等待神告诉他几时能够走。
So you see how God directs Noah, build an ark, you know, go into the ark, wait, now go from it.
我们看神是怎么如何的来引导挪亚，你要建这个方舟，好，现在能够进去，然后最后呢，他就说你和你的孩子呢，都现在能够出来这个方舟。
So this is what we see, okay?
所以我们看到的是什么呢
？The timing,
这个时
机 the initiative.
这个时机，这个主动权
was God.
都在神那里。
God leads him to do the right thing at the right time.
神的话呢，就引导他在对的时候做对的事情。
So Noah, he didn't speak in this story, but time and time again, he obeys what the word of God says.
虽然整个故事里面，挪亚没有说出一句话，可是我们看到呢，他不断的照着神的话来行。
Let me ask you a question.
我们再问一个问题。
What will you do?If God remains silent to your prayers, to your questions, to your struggles,
如果神对于你的祷告了、你的挣扎了，神都没有，都是沉默的，你又会做些什么呢
？I think that some of us would lose faith and give up.
我们有些人可能会失去信心而放弃了。
We might leave the church.
我们可能离开教会。
Or we might remain in the church but not do anything at all.
可能我们会在教会，可是我们选择什么都不做。
What will you do?
你会做些什么呢
？This is what I think we need to do.
我想我们应该如此。
We need to do what Noah did.
我们应该学习挪亚。
He continued to be faithful by staying put in the ark.
他继续在方舟里面呢，是
staying put
留在方舟里面。
And waiting for God's direction.
在那里呢，其实是等待神的引导。
Because in the end, this is what we realize that God is faithful in spite of what we think of Him.
因为我们所看到的呢，就是神继续是信实的，不管我们想的是什么。
We need to wait. We need to keep being faithful and not give up.
我们必须继续的等待而不放弃神的引导。
And when God speaks,
而当神说话的时候
，we listen, we obey, we do.
我们就听，我们就行。
So Noah got out of the boat, and the first thing he saw was a land that was devastated.
所以挪亚离开了方舟，所看到的呢，就是全地都被消灭了。
But he had many, many opportunities.
可是也是带着种种的生机的。
If it was you,
如果是你的话
what would be the first thing on your to-do list?
你第一件要做的事情会是什么呢？
Maybe we would build shelter, right?
可能很快就建一个可以住的地方。
We search for clean water.
找可以喝的水。
We find a suitable place to grow crops.
我们找一个地方可以种植农作业。
Maybe cook a hot meal.
可能煮一个温暖的一餐。
Or just bathe.
可能就先冲凉了。
So the first thing that you do will be the most important thing to you.
我想他做的第一件事情呢，就是意义重大的。
So, what would you do?
所以你想你会做些什么呢
？This is what Noah did.
挪亚做的是。
Verse 20 to verse 22.
在二十节那里看得到。
He built an altar to God and he burns set offerings on it.
他建了一个祭坛，在上面献燔祭。
Okay, so this is what he chose to do of the everything in the world that he can do.
所以在他能够做的一切事情里面，他选择做这件事情。
He chose to honor God in worship.
他以敬拜来荣耀神。
So this was his understanding.
所以这个就是他的了解。
That God's judgment was there for everyone. If not for God's grace on me, a sinner, I should have died too.
就是若不是神对于我这个罪人的这个恩典呢，神的审判临到是所有人都必须死， 包括我在内。
So the purpose of the altar we see in the slides is thanksgiving.
所以呢，我们看到呢，这个祭坛的用意呢，就是要感恩。
He saw an empty land devoid of life.
他看到了全地都没有生命了。
And he understood this, the penalty of sin is death, and being in the ark, he experienced the grace of God.
他就明白了这个罪的审判呢就是死亡，可是在方舟里面他得到了生命。
Thanksgiving.
所以他就必须感恩。
And the purpose of the burnt offering was to make amends for sin.
而在这个献燔祭里面的意义呢，就是要为自己的罪赎罪。
Because he understood this, that he was a sinner, he was part of the old world.
他知道他自己是罪，他就是那个旧的世界里面的人。
That caused God to grieve and to be miserable and to have a heart that's aching. So he came to make amends.
所以在那个旧的世界里面呢，那个世界呢，就是使神能够伤心，要审判他们的。所以他必须为这一切来做赎罪。
So blood is payment for sin.
所以这所献的这个血呢，就是为赎罪用的。
So where there is repentance and there's thanksgiving, there's worship.
所以呢，在那里呢，因为有这个认罪悔改，有这个感恩，所以那就是敬拜了。
So worship became his highest priority.
所以敬拜成为了他最先所要做的事情。
So he experiencing what Romans 5:20 tells us that when sin increases, grace abounds even more. Or when God's grace is always bigger than our sin.
所以他所经历到的呢，就是罗马书所说的，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就显更多，或者这么说，神的恩典永远比我们的罪更大。
The story of the flood shows us a God who has done everything to save Noah.
我们在洪水里面的这个故事里面看到，神做了一切使来救赎挪亚。
Okay, I'm going to unpack this a little bit. Okay, so it becomes really.Clear.
我们重新的来思想整个课题，让一切都更加的清楚。
Sin and wickedness leads to a judgment of flood. It leads to death, but God works through death to bring grace on Noah, and that leads to life.
这个罪恶呢，带来这个洪水的审判，带来了死亡。可是神却超越了这个死亡，给这个挪亚恩典，给他带来了生命。
So Noah experienced salvation by grace alone.
所以呢，挪亚经历到的就是完全的恩典。
So the flood points us to this, to where God's judgment and God's grace intersects.
所以其实洪水呢，就来到了神的审判跟这个怜悯的这个交界点。
And as Christians, our hope is in God who comes down from heaven, becomes a man to identify with us.But we tend to forget, we tend to take for granted how helpless we are without Christ and what He has done for us on the cross.
所以我们作为基督徒呢，我们同样的，也就是要来到这个耶稣那里，得到这个完全的恩典。可是我们常常却忘记了，我们没有基督，我们是如何的没有盼望，而忘记了他在十字架上所为我们成就的一切。
The verse on the slide says this: that God loved you and gave Himself up for you as an offering and a sacrifice to God.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，作为馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
So by God's grace, Jesus comes to us.
所以呢，因为神的恩典，耶稣来到我们当中。
So we realize that God accepts the sacrifice of Himself, of His Son's sacrifice, more than what Noah's burnt offering could ever do.
所以呢，神也同样的接受了耶稣自己的献祭。这超越了挪亚的燔祭所能够完成的一切。
So this is what Christ did. He became a curse for us. He took the pain, the shame, God's wrath, stood in our place. He bore the punishment. He suffered for our sins. He died in our place.
所以呢，耶稣为我们完成了这一切，他承受了这些痛苦、羞辱、神的愤怒。还有为我们站在神的面前领受这些审判，为我们的罪受死。
He becomes the ultimate once and for all sacrifice for us.
因为这样子呢，他就成为了我们一次永远的这个献祭。
Doing what we could never do for ourselves, He has done everything.
我们手不能做的呢，耶稣为我们完成了这一切。
And this is what we realize that's true.Is that Jesus fulfilled all of God's demands for us, so that our relationship to Him could be wholly unconditional.
这是真实的，因为耶稣为我们完成了神所要求的这一切呢，让我们对于跟神之间的关系呢，就变得是没有这个条件的。
Jesus fulfilled all of God's demands for us so that our relationship to God can be wholly unconditional.
因为神耶稣完成了神对我们的这个条件，使我们跟神之间的关系呢，现在是变成无条件的。
Jesus has done it all.
耶稣已经完成了这一切。
So what should you and I do about it?
我们应该如何回应耶稣所做的呢？
We should get on our knees and we should thank God for Jesus.
我们应该俯伏来向神来为耶稣感恩。
Shouldn't we?
我们不应该如此吗？
What we cannot do, Jesus Christ has done. It is finished.
因为我们不能做的呢，耶稣已经完成了，已经成就了。
Do you understand the implication of it is finished?
你明白所成就的是什么吗？
That means the gospel is not a gospel of do.So, we don't do Christian things so that God remembers us or loves us more.
所以这个福音不是我们能够做什么，我们不能够做一些事情让神来纪念我们或爱我们。
That means we do more so God loves us more. We do less, God loves us less.
难道这就意味着我们做更多让神来爱我们，我们做少神就爱我们少吗？
In the end, what we do is never enough.
我们会发现我们所做的永远都不够的嘛。
But the gospel is a gospel of done.
可是这个福音就是我们已经成就了的福音。
We are a people that rest on the done work of Christ.
我们所我们是在成就在这个神基督所完成的一切。
Knowing that we do not need to impress God for Him to remember us.
我们不需要做任何事情让他来纪念我们。
And that gives us freedom.
所以我们就有自由
to seek Him, to know Him, to love Him, to do things for Him.
我们有自由来寻找他，来认识他，来爱他，而做的都是为着他的荣耀。
Big difference，
在这里有很大的不同。
One brings guilt, the other brings worship。
因为一个是内疚感而做的，而另外一个是因为敬拜而做的。
Verse 20，
二十节
shows us a picture of true worship。
我们看到了真正敬拜的一个情景。
And true worship is repentance and thanksgiving.
而真正的敬拜呢，就是认罪和感恩。
So the ordeal of the flood left Noah with the death to himself.
所以呢，因为这个洪水所发生的事情呢，这个死亡就是在那里而已。
So this is what I mean. Okay, I don't control my life, God. You do. You save. You sustain me.
挪亚就发现说，我不操控我自己的生命，是神在操控一切的生命。
And when we look at it, it's in this death of ourselves that Noah comes alive to the saving work of God.
而只有在他的这个操控权死亡的时候呢，神挪亚才真正的在神的救赎里面呢活起来。
So his attitude wasn't, "I am the most righteous person. Hey, wife, you chose the right man."
所以他在这里的态度呢，绝对不是哦，因为我是最公义的，所以神救我。
His attitude was this: "I am a sinner." Who deserve to die, but for the grace of God.
我是本来是应该该死的一个罪人，可是因为神的恩典。
And in repentance, in thanksgiving, he sacrifices and he worships God.
所以因为他有认罪，他有感恩，他来到神的面前来敬拜。
And the verse tells us that God is pleased.
我们看到神很喜悦他的这个敬拜。
Got another question for you.
再想一个课题。
What would genuine repentance and worship of God look like to you? 我们
真正的悔改跟感恩会是怎么样子的呢？
You might say something like daily devotions, praying prayers, reading chapters of scripture every day.
我就是每天的这个敬拜，或者是祷告非常长，或者是读非常多的经文。
Well, these are good things, and we should be doing them.
虽然这些都是好的，而应该做的。
But it's more than that.
可是超越这一切。
Or else we totally miss the point.
而我们就会完全做错了。
It's about our heart's attitude.
其实是在乎我们的心态。
And the key to that is to remember.
我们最重要记得的。
God's grace upon our lives.
就是神的恩典。
Because that causes a daily repentance of sin and thankfulness for the cross of Jesus.
因为只有从那个恩典，我们才能够有真正的悔改。跟感恩。
So a repentant and thankful heart that says, God, I'm sorry for the things I've made it when it's all about me, but it's all about you, Jesus. Forgive me. And thank you, God, for carrying me through. If not because of grace, where would I be?
因为只有这样子的悔改跟感恩呢，我们才会说是的，我的生命是属于你的，我所做的一切我认罪，可是我现在要回到耶稣那里，把主控权交给你。
And if you forget everything I say about this sermon, remember this.
所以你如果忘记一切，至少记得这一点。
Unless you know the impossibility of trying to save yourself and to start depending on what Jesus had done for you on the cross, you will never truly repent. You will never truly worship God.
除非你真正明白，就是你在这里，你完全不能够做任何的事情来救自己，你不会有这个真正的悔改跟感恩来到神的面前来敬拜他。
Unless you know the impossibility of trying to save yourselves and start depending on what Jesus had done for you, you will never truly repent or worship Jesus.
如果除非
As longAs we remain sinners, we remain in desperate need of repentance and grace.
只要我们是罪人，我们就必须依靠神的恩典。
Not to get God to remember us, He does.
我们不是要神来纪念我们，因为我们知道他绝对是纪念我们。
It's not to double confirm our salvation; it's already assured.
我们不是要使我们的这个救恩更确定，因为已经是确定了。
But to remind ourselves that because every inclination of our hearts is evil from childhood, that's in verse 21.
而是提醒我们说，我们其实从小的时候，我们的这个信念都有罪在里面。
It's for us to remember.
而是我们自己要知道，我们是需要依靠神的恩典。
So when was the last time you were truly thankful for Jesus?
所以我们几时是真正的为神耶稣来感恩呢？
When was the last time?You look at the holiness of God and you repented of your sin.
我们最后一次因为神的这个圣洁，我们来悔改呢？
Because whenever that time was the time you truly worship God.
因为在那个悔改的感恩的时刻，就是你敬拜的时刻。
Because repentance and thankfulness drives worship.
因为是悔改和感恩来驱使我们的敬拜。
Without that,
没有这个
this thing doesn't mean anything.
敬拜就完全没有意义。
We do not offer up animals like Noah.
我们没有像挪亚一样献燔祭。
But we are to offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
可是我们必须以自己献上活祭。
Holy, acceptable, pleasing before God.
而是神所悦纳的。
And the key to that is to embrace a lifestyle of daily repentance of sin and thankfulness for the cross.
而这样子就是一个每一天的悔改跟感恩。的生活方式。
And there are many here, myself included, that desperately needs to do just that.
我们包括我自己都每天必须这样子的来活。
When we look at verse 21, 22,
当我们看到第二十一、二十二节
reveals this about God.
神是这样子的。
When God makes His promises, He keeps it.
当他做出了承诺，他也完成。
And he will continue to show mercy and grace to desperate sinners like us.
他继续的给我们这些罪人恩典和怜悯。
So that growth, maturity, and worship happens.
使我们能够不断的成长成熟。
That's our assurance.
这个就是我们的确信的。
So let us cultivate the heart that truly worships Jesus.
让我们有这颗心能够真正的来敬拜耶稣。
And grow in holiness and maturity.
在圣洁和成熟里面不断的成长。
I'm just going to close with this image.
我们以这样的一个画面来结束。
Right, the flood.
洪水。
Waters all around.
到处都是水。
The flood can be seen two ways.
这个洪水有两个观点。
That it's God's judgment.
一是神的审判。
But it's also God's grace.
可是在那里也看到了神的恩典。
God moves through the judgment of flood.
神通过超越了这个洪水的审判
and he acted in grace and gave Noah life
以恩典来给挪亚生命
so our God is a God who remembers our God is a God who acts
神是纪念的神神也是行动的神
three words
三个字
judgment grace life
审判恩典生命
that's the recurring theme of the Bible that accumulates at the cross of Jesus
这就是圣经里面不断的这个主题。
So for you and I,
对于我们来说，
we have no solution except to put our faith and trust in what Jesus had done on the cross.
我们没有其他的方式，唯有在把信靠放在耶稣在十字架上所完成的一切。
The cross, the place where God's judgment and God's grace meet.
因为十字架就是神的审判和恩典的交界处。
So that you and I, we can come unconditionally and have life to the full.
使我们能够无条件的以神的孩子的身份来到神的面前。
So let us praise Him, let us thank Him, let us rejoice in Him.
让我们以感恩，让我们以敬拜来到神的面前。
For He's faithful, He's good.
因为他的确是信实，是美好的。
But more importantly, let us remember Him daily.
更重要的是，让我们常常纪念神所完成的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for Jesus, for without him, we remain separated from you. But because of him, we can be called chosen. We can be called sons, called daughters and heirs. God, we are so thankful that it is you that have come for Noah, it is you that have come for us, and not the other way around. So Jesus, teach us never to forget your cross. And I pray that all of us would rest on Jesus, our Christ, and his work on the cross for us, rather than resting on our own effort. And I pray, Lord, that you would give each and every one of us here a heart of thankfulness, of wonder, and of worship that leads to passion, purpose, to do your mission. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.